Good afternoon. Every Sunday at 1:45 p.m., Carson Peary Scott & Company, one of America's great stores, presents a distinguished guest in Chicago. Today, our speaker is His Holiness Mar Eshai Shimon, both temporal and spiritual head of the Assyrian people, and one of the most important public leaders, who is to speak to us on the subject, Significance of Middle East Events. Because the Middle East has become the new political powder keg of the world, his heritage and seasoned judgment provide a tremendous authority in appraising events there, as well as in judging the future of mankind. For more than 600 years, his family has guided the destinies of the Assyrians through a long series of attacks and persecutions from ambitious military powers, equaling in severity the biblical misfortunes of this age-old buffer state. Cradle of civilization, Assyria has for 5,000 years maintained an enviable culture and a philosophy which is today, more than ever, a dependable moral and political standard. Despite enormous losses during World War I and World War II, when the Assyrians fought valiantly with the Allies, 500,000 of these men without a country scattered from Iraq to America look hopefully toward the future. Mar Shimon, statesman and philosopher, has traveled widely throughout the Western world representing his people before the League of Nations at Geneva and other international gatherings in Europe, making several trips to the United States, and now again representing the Assyrians before the UNO. He has also written widely. We are indeed glad to introduce His Holiness Mar Eshai Shimon.
When the First World War's Allied victory was heralded, it also heralded the end of the 6 centuries-old Turkish rule in the Middle East and the final collapse of the once gigantic Ottoman Empire. It was like the fall of another curtain on a stage and before an audience that had already witnessed many a passing show. It was now Britain that was to occupy the stage. The longer oppressed non-Muslim elements in the Middle East believed that the day of salvation, for which they had prayed and struggled for so long, had dawned at last. However, to the utter amazement of all the non-Arab population in the Middle East, and indeed equally so to many an honest Englishman, 4 new Arab states were now created, namely Syria, Iraq, Transjordan, and Hejaz. Time does not permit me to deal with the question in detail. I will therefore confine myself to Iraq and the events that have since taken place, and especially so as it relates to the question of the Assyrian Christians, which constitutes the greatest challenge I know to the principles of the Atlantic Charter and indeed Christianity itself. The present-day Assyrians are the descendants of the ancient Assyrians, a people who gave the world the Code of Hammurabi, a people to whose rich culture the world owed so much, and whose religious conception, along with that of the Hebrews, is the forerunner of the Christian faith. With the advent of Christianity, the Assyrians were the first to adhere as a people to that faith. Speaking the Aramaic language, the language in which they received the gospel from the original sources, the Assyrians had a unique opportunity in appreciating the teaching of the Master and likewise conveying it to non-Aramaic speaking peoples in a manner that was not possible to other races. Within the Persian Empire, they had grown to such an importance that they were recognized as a millet or nation, and the patriarch was recognized by the Persian emperors, the Arab caliphs, the Mughal khans, and the Ottoman sultans as both the spiritual and temporal head of the Christians within the empire. In the field of the sciences and learning, the progress made by this church was equally remarkable. In the 8th century, Mar Iyu, Bishop Joe, principal of the University of Nisibi, wrote his famous book on the elemental origin of the body, which in short means the atom. These and other sciences were introduced into Europe some 5 centuries later via Cordova, Spain, by the invading Moors. However, successive persecutions, first from the heathen and then from the Mohammedans, brought this progress to a complete stagnation and reduced this major branch of Christianity to almost a shadow of its former glory. Thus, during the First World War, the Assyrian Christians were living in what is now known as Hakkari Kurdistan, the mountainous part of the ancient Assyria, round Lake Urmia in Azerbaijan, and on the foothills of Mesopotamia.